The Radio Wedding, Part 2, The Honeymoon. A cozy local restaurant had been entirely booked for the reception. The walls were a mid-dark turquoise green, lined with dark wooden paneling. Beneath the windows at the front of the restaurant were wooden-backed booths. The entire room was full of round tables, dressed in crisp white cloths, fine silver cutlery, and centerpieces consisting of stemless lilies floating in circular glass vases of water with flickering tea-light candles added to the ambiance. This, as Jensen learned, was the accumulative effort of both his and Jared's mothers and sisters. The restaurant was essentially split in two by the curved bar and kitchen door on one side, with doors to the restrooms on the other. The front of the restaurant had most of the seating, while the invisible line made between bar and restrooms started a wooden-floored clearing for dancing and live entertainment, with more tables surrounding it. Most of their guests were seated when Jensen and Jared arrived, and they were greeted loudly. Jensen waved them off, while Jared, of course, encouraged them by raising his arms and cheering and hooting along with them. Jensen was all set to elbow him in the gut, but didn't get the chance when Jared started steering him to their table, hands warm on his shoulders. Their table was the largest in the restaurant, seating 12 comfortably, and Jensen and Jared sat flanked on either side by their mothers, fathers, sisters, and brothers, with Josh's wife and daughter completing the circle. The guests swarmed the room, visiting each other's tables and socializing. Jensen and Jared were approached by the majority, getting up from their seats for hugs and handshakes like the good gentlemen they were raised to be. They took more time embracing those that they hadn't seen in a while, especially Jeffrey Dean Morgan, who they hadn't seen face-to-face in over a year. Jensen was stoked at his surprising attendance, as was Jared, who had assumed Jeff would be busy filming his latest movie. Jeff's grin was all white teeth and rounded, stubbled cheeks, his pat on their backs familial. "Like I could miss this," Jeff said, shaking his head at them affectionately. "My boys tying the knot and all. Gotta say, I was surprised to hear the news." "Still knew more than I did," Jensen replied. Jeff chuckled, low and warm. "You boys are great together. You bicker like an old married couple. Just didn't think the next step would actually be marriage." "Neither did we," Jared answered, glancing at Jensen and laughing. "Guess our parents thought we ought to make it official." The reception really kicked up a notch soon after, when Chris and Steve took two acoustic guitars and stools onto the raised platform near the dance floor. Jensen's face paled, realizing they were going to sing. Sing what? He wasn't sure. He tapped on Jared's shoulders, asking what Chris and Steve were doing. Jared almost lost it, seeing the ghost white of Jensen's complexion, but managed to stifle his reaction to a simple smile, telling Jensen to grab his mother for a dance. Jensen and Jared were stuck on the dance floor for over an hour, dancing with each other's mothers and sisters, as well as their own, and even sharing a dance with Sarah Gamble and various members of the Supernatural crew, among others. Chris and Steve's performances were appropriate, to Jensen's sagging relief. They even managed to put a smile on Jensen's face when they played "The Way You Look Tonight." It was soft and true, and had every lady in the vicinity swooning. After that, everyone seated themselves for dinner, and the speeches began. Alan and Donna stood together, united as always, while Alan spoke about talking to Jared for the first time. Jensen had been crashed on Jared's couch, asleep like the dead after a hard night out on the town for Jared's birthday, and his cell phone had rung. Jared had answered it, having been accustomed to the domesticity of being with Jensen even back then, and realized a little too late that it may not have been the greatest first impression with his best friend's father. To Alan's utter delight, Jared had become hilariously flustered and apologetic, digging himself into a hole the size of Texas, until Alan had put him out of his misery. "Calm down, Jared. It's okay," Alan had said, smiling at Jared's embarrassingly pained sigh trickling through the earpiece. "We already like you." "Oh, thank God." Megan praised Jensen, citing him as the most perfect man she had ever met. Gentlemanly, loyal, incredibly handsome on screen, and even better in the flesh. And how pissed she was that she would never have the chance to marry him herself. She followed that with a mock withering glare in Jared's direction, to which Jensen led the roaring laughter that erupted throughout the room. She toasted, "Cheers!" genially, and sipped from her glass of wine. And Jensen simply couldn't stop himself from rounding the table and hugging Megan to him, giving his awesome new sister-in-law a peck on the cheek for good measure. Jerry and Sherry toasted Jensen and Jared, saying their union wasn't conventional by any means, but that they couldn't imagine any two people better suited. They were spoken fondly of, and toasted many times before everyone stopped for dinner. Jason Manns got up and played an acoustic set, which was eventually followed by the cake cutting. With their hands on the knife, Jensen leaned in and threatened Jared with hellfire and castration, if Jared even tried to think about shoving cake into Jensen's face. "I wasn't going to do it to you," Jared spoke under his breath, subtly nodding in Michael Rosenbaum's direction, figuring the guy had deserved it after his toast. It had been short, blunt, and had managed to get everyone in hysterics. "Here's to whoever's the top," Michael said, raising his wine glass, his wide smirk changing to a pained grimace for maximum impact. "And best of luck to the bottom." The room had collectively gasped, and in that 2 to 3 seconds of silence, Alan laughed unguardedly, slapping his knee. Jared joined in, as did the rest of the room, his bright, enthused guffaws splitting at the seams into outright barking as he watched Alan work his way into tears. Jensen had gaped at Michael and his father, who were pointing and laughing at each other like they found one another too awesome to comprehend, and wondered when hell had frozen over and why he wasn't notified. So, Jensen was immediately on board with Jared's plan as they sliced 2 big pieces of the 5-tiered wedding cake. "On 3, he murmured. They counted together, smiling as they slipped into the familiarity of teamwork, and then grabbed Rosenbaum by the back of his neck and slammed the cake into his face, smearing it over his cheeks and rubbing it through his buzz-cut hair. Once the reception was over and the guests had all been farewelled, the Padalecki and Ackles families came home with Jensen and Jared. Alan, Jerry, Josh, and Jeff seated themselves in the living room with a beer, while Donna, Sherry, Mackenzie, and Megan floated urgently around the house, helping the boys pack. Ellie, Josh's daughter, was curled on the couch over her dad's knee, fast asleep, and Karen smiled, having placed a copy of Jared and Jensen's marriage license into a beautifully ornate frame and placed it on the mantelpiece. In their separate bedrooms, Jared's on the bottom floor of the house and Jensen's upstairs, Jared and Jensen sat uselessly on their beds, listening to their mothers and sisters debate on which clothes to take and whereabouts in the suitcase to put them based on the itinerary of the trip. Jared pulled his cell from his pocket, typing in a message and thumbing the send button. Upstairs, Jensen's iPhone bleeped, and Jensen pulled it from his jacket to read the new message. Sender, JT. Clothes are being picked in accordance with skin tone. Jensen sniggered, replying and sending, Sender, Gents. Shirts in order of itinerary. Sender, JT. Sigh. Sender, Gents. Where are we going? Sender, JT. Wink emoticon. Jensen rolled his eyes and went to answer when his mother snatched his phone from his hands. Hey! Donna smirked, shaking her head at him. Such lovely manners my son has. Do you want to help your sister and I organize your suitcase, or would you rather travel naked? She caught the beginnings of Jensen's eye roll and flicked his ear. And don't roll those eyes of yours at me, Jensen Ross. Ow, sorry, Jensen exclaimed, protecting his ear with a hand in case of further assault, grabbing a pair of jeans and a t-shirt from the nearest drawer and handing it over. Here. Mackenzie shook her head, plucking the baby blue shirt out of his hand, which had the words, "My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard," printed on the front, glaring at it like it was diseased. "You're not wearing that," Jensen sighed. "And why not?" "No son of mine is wearing a slogan t-shirt on his honeymoon," Donna stressed. "I can't believe you even own it," Mackenzie said, grimacing at Jensen. "With a shirt like that, someone somewhere must have seen all of this coming." Jensen took the shirt back. "It was a gift from Jared." His mother and sister both gave him a look. "Yeah, I get it. Your Jared is all wonderful and proper. My Jared is a giant man-child who still finds farting to be top-notch entertainment. Connect the dots, people." After showering, Jensen was wearing jeans, brown boots, and a black dress shirt by order of Mackenzie, and Jared was dressed similarly, in jeans, Converse sneakers, and a white dress shirt, which was fitted across his torso in such a way that Donna was flirting shamelessly, much to Jared's total amusement. Their families gathered together and drove the boys to Vancouver International Airport, where they were hugged and kissed goodbye after going through customs. Donna and Sherry stood together with an arm around each other, waving and demanding updates at every chance. They arrived at their gate, and Jared handed Jensen his boarding pass to give to the ticket stewardess. Jensen snuck a glance at their flight information before he handed it over, and when their destination finally registered in his head, he spun on Jared so fast that he gave the stewardess a fright. "I know," Jared said, prodding the knuckles of one hand under Jensen's chin. "Close your mouth before you start drooling everywhere." "Italy?" Jensen asked, eyes wide. "We're going to Italy?" Jared smiled and nodded. "Italy." "But I've always wanted to go to Italy." "I know," Jared chuckled, nodding a thanks to the stewardess when she handed back their checked passes, and the two of them began walking down the hall to the plane. "We were heading back to L.A. during season one hiatus, and you were talking about your roommate, Reese, and how he was away on that annual family trip he always went on." "Oh, yeah, they went to Paris that year," Jensen interjected, pulling the strap to his carry-on bag over his shoulder. "And you said they went to Italy the year earlier, and you told me it was the one place in the world you hadn't been to yet, but wanted to go to the most," Jared finished, carrying his own bag over his shoulder and strutting smugly as Jensen eyed him. Jensen shook his head. "So I'm assuming you actually had something to do with all of this?" Jared shrugged. "Eh, I only planned the whole thing." Jensen smiled at him, finally truly excited about their trip. He hadn't had a lot of time to let too much of the day's events properly sink in, but he had spared a fleeting thought about his and Jared's honeymoon. He knew the romantic notions both he and Jared's mothers had, and had expected a whole different scenario, one that would have been the cause of much embarrassment and discomfort. Jared knew him better than anyone else in the world, saw parts of Jensen's personality that even his family didn't get to see. They enjoyed most of the same things, shared most of the same views, knew each other so intricately that they could anticipate the other's thoughts or actions without even sharing a look, and yet still occasionally surprised each other. If Jared had planned their whole little adventure, Then Jensen couldn't wait for the fun to begin. And you tried so hard to keep it secret. Jared shoved him. It's only one of our destinations, so it's okay.
You mean there's more?
Jensen asked excitedly. What could possibly be better than Italy? Jared grinned, nudging Jensen with his shoulder.
Golfing in Italy?
Jensen gaped.
We're going golfing?
Jared nodded proudly. In Tuscany, to be specific. Jensen squeaked with an effort to hold back an unmanly squeal of glee and grabbed Jared's shirt in his fists, bouncing on the spot before he calmed himself down enough to talk in his usual manly tone.
Dude, you're just...
Jared threw an arm around Jensen's shoulders. I know. He leaned in and smooched at Jensen's cheek, to which Jensen laughed and swatted at him. I'm an awesome husband.
Yeah, awesome husband. Don't know if I'll ever get used to that,
Jensen said, nudging him back.
Can you still be Jared, my awesome best bud?
Jared smiled down at him, tugging him close briefly.
Of course, I ain't giving that title up for anything.
They were bumped up to first class, as a night flight from Vancouver to Italy was never very populated. The boys fell into their adjustable seats, getting settled with the pillows and blankets their wonderful stewardess had offered them. When they were comfortable, they both got to talk about their day, filling in the bits they weren't together for. Jared, at Jensen's request, revealed how the whole thing had come to be. He explained that it had happened when Jensen's parents had come to town, that while Jensen was using the bathroom during their dinner at Deuce, they had told him that they'd found Jensen's perfect match, that he was Jensen's perfect match. He had laughed, only taking them seriously when Donna had begun listing all the ways in which the Ackles family believed Jared was Jensen's perfect other half. They made simple comments that many others had made in the past, that they were seamless, complementary, soulmates in every way that mattered, and Jared had stressed that marriage was what they were asking of them. Alan had jumped in, saying that if anyone could be better suited for being with each other for the rest of their lives, it would be Jared and Jensen.
They convinced you to marry me in the 3 minutes I was in the bathroom?
Jensen asked, curled up in his blanket. Jared shook his head.
No, they laid it all out and told me to think about it. You weren't really feeling under the weather after dinner, were you?
I just needed time alone to think. It was a big deal. They lay in silence for several moments before Jensen went on.
What made you say yes?
Jared answered honestly. I spent 2 weeks trying to find a good enough reason not to marry you. When you look at the obvious, that we're both straight men, it seems kind of stupid in comparison. You've been the main part of my life for the last 4 years, and I can't imagine that ever changing. I love having you around all the time. You make me happy, and I know it's the same for you. And I figured, hey, marrying my best friend, what can be wrong with that?
What if you meet a girl and fall in love? What then?
Jared smiled sleepily at Jensen. I'm a married man, and I'm not the cheating type.
No, but what if...
Then we'll figure it out together, Jared assured him, prodding at Jensen's forehead with a finger. Go to sleep. We've got a honeymoon to enjoy, and we're gonna need all the energy we can get. Jensen closed his eyes and thumped his head down on his pillow.
Yeah, 'cause that wasn't full of innuendo at all.
Jared smiled, and soon the two were fast asleep. Several hours later, they arrived at Florence Airport, or Aeroporto di Firenze,
as Jared impressively recited, and got a taxi to Fattoria di Sazzetta, which roughly translated as the Hamlet of Sazzetta, a beautifully kept country house in the town of Chianti. Jensen stepped out of the taxi, shifting his sunglasses from his eyes to the top of his head as he gazed upon their stay with awe. "What do you think?" Jared asked as he yanked their suitcases effortlessly from the trunk of the cab, his shirt sleeves folded neatly up around his elbows in the warmer weather.
"Jesus Christ!"
"It's not much. It's not five-star accommodation or anything, but I thought it had character," Jared explained.
"Wait till you see inside."
"Not much?" Jensen asked.
"It's beautiful."
Jared grinned, dropping suitcases at Jensen's feet. "Glad you approve." The inside of the house was all high ceilings, antique furniture, and fireplaces. Pressing their palms to the warmth emitting from the cracked stone walls, they breathed in the refreshing Tuscan country air and marveled as they read a little wooden plaque that detailed the history of the place. The house was full of fresh flowers, and there was a complimentary bottle of wine from the vineyard at the very end of the property, along with a hand-penned note from the building owner warmly welcoming them to the house. Upstairs, the bedroom was cozy and full of sunlight, with a heavy wooden bed, cabinets and dressers, and more fresh flowers. Jensen bounced on the bed and then flopped down on his back, barely restraining himself from going to sleep.
"Comfy?"
Jensen closed his eyes and stretched his arms out.
"Oh my God."
Jared laughed before he, too, lay down, sighing as the mattress seemed to fit itself to the curves of his body.
Oh, holy shit. "Could you sleep? I could sleep,"
Jensen muttered, knitting his hands together over his chest. "We're on Italy time now," Jared laughed. "It's almost 7 in the morning.
"Just a nap," Jensen begged, turning his head to Jared.
"Please, whatever you've got planned, we'll still be there later." Jared rolled onto his side and plumped a pillow under his head.
"Fine, but if you refuse to get up later, I will carry you outside and throw you in the pool."
"We have a pool?"
"Yep."
Jensen, already half asleep, mumbled,
"Awesome."
Jared smiled, reaching over and placing a hand to Jensen's chest, and Jensen moved his own hands to cover Jared's, giving it a squeeze before he fell completely unconscious. Later that day, when they were showered and refreshed, they went golfing at the Chianti golf course, only 10 kilometers away from their wonderful temporary home. When Jensen saw the course was set in hills and realized the skill level required for it, his mouth almost watered at the challenge. Jensen threw a golf club to Jared and got him to pose with it while he took a photo with his phone. They got a picture of Jared wearing his beige pants, a white polo shirt, and a dark green sports cap shielding his eyes from the sun, while he stood with both hands on top of the handle of his club, butt sticking out and a blue steel expression on his face. Sending it to their usual golfing buddy, Tom Welling, knowing he was going to be pissed that he was missing out, Jensen added a message. "Golfing in Tuscany. Doesn't Jay look great?" Jared and Jensen just about wet themselves when, halfway through their first course, they got a reply. Sender, Tommy.
"Assholes!"
Jared and Jensen returned home as the sun was setting. The building owner had stocked up the refrigerator and cupboards as per Jared's request, so the boys decided to cook steaks and onions on the stone barbecue outside and make a Mediterranean salad to go with it. Jensen stopped mid-step as he carried salad ingredients, Jared nearly walking right into the back of him, and they both gazed at the back garden, the hanging garden lanterns lit and casting a warm glow over the stone pathways leading to the swimming pool and gazebo sitting amongst the section of wildflowers. Jensen gaped.
"Oh, wow."
"Huh, Jared stared, holding a basket of wrapped steaks, onions, and potatoes.
So that's what that switch does.
They got to work making dinner, getting pleasantly buzzed on glasses of red wine, and brought it all over to the wooden table when they were done. They ate dinner, chatting, drinking, and laughing at each other's wine-flushed faces. When they were finished, they took their glasses and another wine bottle with them to a spot on the lawn, where they lay back on the sunning chairs and stared at the larger-than-normal expanse of the night sky.
Why is the sky so much bigger here?
No skyscrapers, tall buildings, that sort of thing, Jared answered with a sigh.
Man, it looks infinite.
Jensen sighed with him.
We're in Tuscany.
Jared smiled, sipping from his glass.
I know. It's seriously awesome.
It really is. They stayed at Fattoria di Cesate for the rest of that week. They went swimming during the days to keep cool in the warm weather and enjoyed the night sky and softly lit garden while they swam at night. Sharing a bed with Jared in the warm Tuscan weather was even more uncomfortable than the one time Jensen had accidentally fallen asleep on Jared's bed back home while they had been running lines and had woken up overheated and sweaty with Jared's forehead pressed to his arm. So they swam at night before going to bed. Jensen wouldn't overheat, and Jared's warmth would balance out any chills he happened to get. It was nice and easy. They went 5 kilometers up the road, having decided to do the nature trail there. Jared and Jensen nearly died of excitement when they learned that the nature trail was on horseback, to which both men exploded about afterward, gushing about how they were practically real cowboys for a day. They spent an hour that night lazing about in the garden gazebo together while they called their families. Donna was especially excited to hear what Jensen had thought of their honeymoon so far, and proudly told Jensen how much time and effort Jared had put into planning it. And Jensen had gazed over at Jared as he animatedly told his own dad about the horse riding.
"Don't need to tell me, Mom,"
Jensen said, smiling as Jared grinned back at him.
"I know how great he is."
They managed to get back to the golf course and finish off their game before their stay ended, and they took more photos, cackling together as they sent them to Tom, just to rub it all in. They traveled along the coast to Marina di Carrara, where they spent another week. This time they were in a crisp, clean hotel, the honeymoon suite. It was all big neutral-colored rooms, balconies, ocean views, and soft white pillows and feather duvets on a gigantic bed. The room's aircon helped a great deal with their sleeping arrangements. Jensen slept soundly and moved closer to Jared's side of the bed if it got too cold. They dined out at a different restaurant every day, trying the food. Jensen complained he was going to get fat with all the food they were eating, and Jared justified it all, as Jensen knew he would. Real Tuscan food in real Tuscan restaurants for a limited time only, so they should enjoy it while they could. Jensen had to agree wholeheartedly with that, even if he felt the need to loosen his belt under the table. They lazed along the beach that made up the view from their hotel room balcony. When they swam, they wrestled and dunked each other, watching people swim or surf around them. When they sunbathed, they lay on towels with sunglasses and beach umbrellas, keeping the worst of the sun away, while they talked, read, or napped. When they walked, Jared became quiet, wistful.
"Sadie and Harley would love this place," he said. "They'd be having so much fun with us right now."
Jensen smiled at him, eyes hidden behind his black shades.
"I was wondering what brought on the sudden change in mood. You miss the kids."
"I miss the kids," Jared confirmed with a nod.
"I guess they're my kids now too, huh?"
Jensen said. Jared smiled at this.
"Dude, they were yours the moment you started letting Sadie into your room for morning cuddles and sneaking food scraps to Harley under the dinner table."
Jensen spluttered, having been found out.
Oh, like you don't do it.
Jared laughed at the look on Jensen's face.
I do, and I'm totally guilty for that. But you lie about spoiling them. You are so far gone from my puppies.
Jensen couldn't even find it in himself to deny it.
Sorry, our puppies.
Jensen grinned at Jared, nudging him with an elbow.
Our puppies.
They walked on, feeling the dry sand on their bare feet, the warm breeze through their hair, and the sun on their exposed skin. Jared glanced to his side, at Jensen, taking in his soft, worn blue jeans folded up to his calves, his white button-down shirt that was a few buttons undone at the top, and the skin of his legs, chest, forearms, and face that were all glowing with a new, healthy tan.
I've gotta say, gents, Tuscany suits you. You're all relaxed and tanned and better than ever. You should really see what I'm seeing right now. You look great.
Jensen grinned back at him.
I feel great.
Jared bit his lip, endearingly so.
Not sick of me yet?
Jensen threw an arm around Jared's shoulders, to which Jared absent-mindedly slid an arm back around him.
Can't think of anyone else I'd rather have with me.
When a group of young women in bikinis strolled past, eyeing both Jared and Jensen like potential fun, Jensen couldn't even be bothered to extricate himself from Jared, and instead slid his arm up under Jared's, since he was taller and it was more comfortable that way. Jared responded with a hello and a smile when one of the girls called out to them, and he tucked Jensen into his side as they continued down the beach. The next week, the boys flew back to the States, and Jared surprised Jensen yet again by telling him they were heading to Albrightsville, Pennsylvania. He racked his brain for a possible reason as to why. What could be going on there that had Jared wanting to waste a few days of their honeymoon? And he soon found out. They arrived late in the day at the Inn at Jim Thorpe, a beautifully traditional and well-kept hotel from the 1800s. They had the master suite booked, which opened out onto an ornate cast-iron balcony that stretched the length of the hotel and overlooked the street of Broadway. Sitting out on the balcony at a candlelit table with a complimentary bottle of wine, Jensen read the hotel's pamphlet, stopping at a certain section and throwing Jared a deadpan stare.
Please tell me we did not come here for the ghosts.
Jared frowned.
Huh?
Jensen glanced down at the pamphlet and read from it.
Ghosts. Several of our past guests have claimed they've come into contact with ghosts throughout the establishment. This may be as a result of the hotel fire in...
Holy shit, there are ghosts? Jared exclaimed.
As I said before, please do not tell me we're here on some misguided attempt to be Sam and Dean.
No, I mean, I didn't even know, Jared replied, running a hand through his hair.
I mean, if anyone can handle a couple of ghosts, it'll be us, but, no. We came here for skirmish.
Jensen frowned.
Skirmish? Where have I heard that before?
Jared grabbed a pamphlet from the pile Jensen had carried out with him and flipped it over, throwing it down and stabbing a finger at it.
Skirmish.
Jensen looked down at the photograph beneath the header logo and glanced up at Jared.
No way.
Jared grinned.
Yes way.
Paintballing? Jensen squawked, gaping at Jared, who happened to be nodding like a Zen master.
Dude, if I were a woman, you would be getting very lucky right about now.
Awesome, right? Jensen shook his head and smiled widely at his husband.
Awesome.
Skirmish, the number one paintballing field in America, as it turned out, was only 10 minutes away from the inn, so the boys decided on a decent night's sleep and headed to the venue the next day. Jared and Jensen were placed on a team with Marco, Paul, Dennis, Jake, Aaron, Nate, Matt, and another Matt, who were sided against another 10 of their group. Jared discovered, while narrowly missing a paintball to the helmet, that Marco was due to get married in a couple of days, and that the men they were playing with, as well as against, were part of his weekend-long bachelor party. After they'd beaten the crap out of each other with paintballs and exhausted their energies on as many fields as they could, Aaron and Nate dragged Jared and Jensen back to the saunas with the rest of them. To Jared's delight, Marco invited them over to their hotel for beer later that night, where their bachelor party had booked an entire floor, and before they knew it, both Jared and Jensen were riding a drunken buzz to rival the rest of them. When Paul and Jake started singing certain songs from their university days, Jared demanded they teach him the words, and soon everyone was hollering, loudly and incredibly off-key. Jared sighed longingly, sitting on the floor of the hallway with his back to the wall. "Never went to college," Dennis sniffed, patting Jared's knee. "Why not, man?" Jared shrugged against Jensen, who sat beside him, and the two glanced lazily at each other. "Got straight into acting."
"Acting?" Dennis asked.
"Holy shit, you're that guy," Marco slurred, pointing at him. "I've been talking to you all fucking day, and it didn't even click. Lindsay fucking loves your show, man. Hey, do they really let you drive that car?"
"What fucking show?" Dennis asked.
"Supernatural," Marco replied, going to sit down in front of them. "So, the car, do they? That ride is so sweet, man. I bet if I wanted one, Lindsay would be in total support."
Jensen snorted. "We've got six of them." He pointed a finger at himself.
"And I've driven every single one of them."
Marco slapped a hand to his head, as if he were about to start pulling his hair out.
"Oh my God, you're Dean. I am the biggest douche on the face of the earth. You guys looked so familiar, but I didn't get it. Linz is gonna kill me for not knowing."
Jensen laughed and waved a hand at him.
"It's okay, man. You've been great to us."
"Yeah, man. You invited us to your bachelor party," Jared added, he and Jensen clinking their bottlenecks together before moving in to clink Marco's.
"You've been so nice. We're glad to have met ya."
"I've gotta call Linz," Marco stammered. "She'll be so mad if she finds out I hung out with fucking Sam and Dean and didn't call her."
Jensen nodded, eyes closing sleepily.
"Go ahead, man. Call her up."
When he'd managed to get his fiancée on the phone and told her what was going on, she reasoned if he was really hanging out with Jared and Jensen, she wanted to talk to them. Marco handed the phone to Jared, who was making grabby hands for it anyway, and Jared politely attempted to play sober over the phone with Marco's wife-to-be. Jensen sniggered when he heard the telltale signs of excited squealing coming from the cell speakers. Marco, with orders from Lindsay, got several photos with Jared and Jensen, who were more than happy to comply, and when Jensen couldn't stand on his own anymore, Jared decided it was time for bed.
"You guys are seriously so fucking cool," Marco said, heavily patting Jared on the shoulder. "Play a mean game of paintball, too."
"It was a fun day, man," Jared replied, hugging Marco goodbye. "Good luck with the wedding day. Have tons of fun."
Marco touched a hand to his chest.
"Seriously cool, man. You guys are the sweetest."
Marco hugged Jensen, who sunk into it so much he was practically being held up.
"And dude, Dean is like my kindred spirit, man. He's awesome. You're awesome."
"You're awesome, dude," Jensen slurred, going willingly into Jared's arms when Marco let him go.
Have a good wedding, man. Love you.
Love you too, man, Marco replied, swaying on his feet drunkenly.
Love you, Jared.
Jared waved to him and the others as they started off down the hall.
Love y'all, guys.
Back in their hotel room, Jared brushed his teeth while Jensen lay unconscious. Switching off the light, Jared stumbled as he got to work removing Jensen's boots and clothes, leaving him in his black boxers and wife beater. Once that was done, Jared changed into his pajama bottoms and removed his dress shirt before flopping into bed. He pulled Jensen to him and yanked the blankets over them simultaneously, falling asleep only after a few short moments. In the morning, Jared ordered them fatty breakfasts and gallons of coffee, comforting Jensen with the fact that they had no plans and could stay in bed all day, nursing their hangovers. So that was exactly what they did. Their last day at the inn, they spent the day walking around the city center, strolling down Broadway and hanging out on the balcony. With his phone on speaker, Jensen was sitting down as he once again updated his mother on their adventures, rolling his shoulder in hopes of relieving some of the tension the paintball pellets had caused. Jensen winced at the ache as Jared started rubbing the muscle.
Jared, fix my baby's shoulder, would you?
Already on it, Mama, Jared replied, rubbing his hands over Jensen's shoulder, trying to warm the muscle through the t-shirt before he began massaging it.
So, where to next?
New Mexico, Jared replied, wincing as he felt tightness in Jensen's shoulder.
New Mexico? Seriously? Jensen asked. What the hell is in New Mexico?
Jared grinned. Texas Red's Steakhouse. They apparently have one best steak in the country for the last 3 years running. Thought we'd put them to the test. Jensen groaned, both at the slow ebbing release in his shoulder and the phantom steak-loving hunger in his stomach.
I fucking love you.
Jared laughed.
I know.
Instead of ranting about her son's preposterous language, Donna sighed happily to herself. The next day, after a tiring flight, they arrived in New Mexico where Jared's father's SUV was parked and waiting for them at the airport. Jared sighed happily, feeling better already at having something familiar around. Jensen slid into the passenger seat, tired and sleepy.
You can sleep after steak, okay? We'll head straight to San Antone after we've eaten, Jared said, giving Jensen's thigh a brief rub.
San Antonio? Jensen asked, eyes bleary as he blinked up at Jared.
Jared nodded. We'll stay at my parents' house tonight and fly home tomorrow. Jensen nodded, folding his arms over his chest and leaning back in his seat, snuggling back into the hood of Jared's Texas football sweatshirt that he was wearing. Jared had thrown it at him, telling him to wear it on the plane as he himself always found wearing hoodies made him warm and relaxed, and ultimately more likely to sleep during travel. After they experienced Texas Red's Steakhouse, Jensen was so tired and full that he fell straight to sleep when they returned to the SUV. Jared smiled at his sleeping form huddled back against the seat as he drove, and decided the great debate on Texas Red's steak would have to wait for another time. When they arrived at the Padalecki home in San Antonio some hours later, instead of waking Jensen up, Jared carefully carried him into the house, muscles groaning from the weight and the long drive. Jared laid him down in the nearest guest room, Jensen grunting, curling closer and falling back to sleep. Jared made quick work of bringing their bags inside and locking all the doors before he returned to the guest room and fell into bed beside Jensen, exhausted, without a second thought.
Dude, the family's not here, Jensen said, leaning in the doorway and rubbing his eyes while Jared stretched until his back cracked.
Yeah, I know. They're in Vancouver waiting for us, Jared mumbled through a yawn.
I would have said something earlier, but you were pretty busy being unconscious. Breakfast?
Dumb question, Jensen answered with a smirk. Come and get it, Sasquatch.
After breakfast, the boys showered and changed before packing themselves and their bags into a taxi and being driven to the airport. While they went through customs, Jared voiced his opinion on Texas Red's steakhouse. The steak was decent, but not the best he'd ever had. Jensen agreed, opting still for their favorite steakhouse back home in Vancouver, and he promised to prove his loyalty to them when he could actually feel his stomach again. Jensen napped on the flight home, his head tucked comfortably under Jared's chin. Back in Vancouver, the boys got a cab. They arrived home, dragging their bags from the taxi, and began their walk up the drive. Both boys breathed in as much Vancouver air as they could, sighing at the familiar sight of their house, before Jensen quickly slapped a hand to Jared's chest, halting him.
Wait. What is it? Jared asked. Before we go in there and get taken over by our families, Jensen spoke quietly and earnestly. Thank you. It was seriously the most fun I've ever had in my entire life, and I'm really glad I got to spend it with you. It was the best honeymoon a guy could ever ask for, and I loved every second of it. So, thanks, man.
Jared smiled.
You're welcome, dude. It was fun for me, too.
Jensen returned the smile before he stepped forward and hugged Jared, sighing and sinking into the embrace when Jared's arms wrapped him up and held him tight. Their moment was interrupted when the Padalecki and Ackles clans burst loudly out of the front door, running down the front steps to embrace the two men, and Jared and Jensen shared a grin just before they extricated themselves from each other to greet them all.